Buddha Hocking for some footy tips. Morning, Buddha.
Good morning, Mark and Millie. How are you?
We're good, thank you, mate. We'll get into the tips in just a sec. This holding the ball thing, what's that? Can you just explain really quickly in a nutshell, what's this all about? Chris Scott has said rewarding the tackler seems to be the most important thing, but that's not the most important thing, he reckons. What is, and what is this debate about, mate?
Well, the whole debate came out of probably a storm in a teacup from Brett Ratton on the weekend, his team.
Yep.
That laid, I think, in the 80s, about 82 or 83 tackles, but only two or three free kicks for that. So I think it's a one-off game, Millie, but I think what the umpires need to get back to doing is actually looking at prior opportunity and then looking at whether it's the right disposal. And the players have got so much better at, if they are wrapped up in a tackle, that they can find the boot or get the ball out. But I think the umpires have to just narrow their focus on making sure the player has prior opportunity. If he hasn't, award a free kick. And if it's incorrect disposal, this is where you've got to really hone in, reward a free kick to the tackler. And I think we're okay then.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing, just quickly, Buddha, before we get to the tips, is Collingwood's been under the pump over the last couple of weeks. The president, new president, is under the pump. Nathan Buckley, coach, under pressure as well. I think they were 2-7 or something like that, aren't they? And now they've got the leader of the cheer squad, Joffa, is under the pump as well. He's been bailed on child sex charges. Does that affect the players? How do you stay focused?
Of course it does, because they're part of the footy club, and it's just Collingwood's just getting smashed at the moment. It just hasn't happened over the last couple of weeks, Mark. It's actually happened since the trade last year, I think about around October, November, when Treloar and Phillips, you know, all left the club. And I think there was one other player as well. But so there was some unrest then, you know. 3 years ago, they were in the grand final, 2018. So they have sort of fallen off the cliff a little bit. But I think what happens is that the players will galvanise, the people inside will galvanise everybody, whatever else is happening outside, so to speak, the bubble, can be dealt with, and then you just got to get on with as a player. You can't get too involved in what's going on. You've got to focus. Everybody's got to come together, and you've got a game to play, and you've got games, and you've got a season to get right as well. So I know there's a fair bit going on, but it'll sort itself out. Collingwood does need change, I guess, from within, and also from a presidency point of view. There might be a challenge, there may not be, but it is unstable, but I think that the players will galvanise, the coach will galvanise them, and they've still got work to do.
They have. All right, let's get in some tips, Buddha. Tonight we kick off round 10 at the Gabba, 7:50 bounce, Lions and Tigers. Who are you going for?
Well, I'm going to go with Brisbane, sorry, Mark. I know Richmond have been good. They've had a few little off-field issues themselves, but I think Brisbane's form at the moment at the Gabba is just really good, so I'll tip Brisbane.
All right, Carlton Hawthorn, mate, it's our next game. Who would you like there?
I'll go with Carlton there, Millie.
All right, beauty.
Geelong Gold Coast at GMHBA Stadium, 2:10 traditional Saturday afternoon game at home. Gotta love that.
Absolutely, got a lot of home games there. The Suns are a dangerous team, so the Cats just need to have a fair bit of edge about them. They've made a few changes. Dalhouse comes back, so that'll be good for Geelong's forward line. But I'm expecting the Cats to be growing up and be mature and win this game.
Beauty.
Yeah, the home grain advantage, you of all people would know that. It plays a huge part. Adelaide, Melbourne at Adelaide Oval, twilight tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, it's funny how everyone's now waiting for Melbourne to be knocked over rather than seeing the positive in can they win 10 in a row. So I'm going to opt on the positive and not be negative. I think Melbourne could be 10-0 and beat Adelaide.
Beautiful.
Righto. We've got Western Bulldogs and St Kilda Marvel Stadium tomorrow night.
Yeah, rip again. The Dogs, as we know, are really smiling at the moment. Played very well, beat Port last week. I think they're going to be too good for the Saints. The Dogs, Mark?
Frio, Sydney, Optus tomorrow night.
Yeah, this is an interesting game. Frio need to really stand up and actually start to sort of work on trying to make the eight. And this game will certainly help that. But I think the Swans have been awesome all year. I'll tip the Swans.
Righto. We're going to Sunday, 1:10 p.m. bounce at Giants Stadium, GWS v West Coast.
As you know, the Eagles are not great away from Perth, Millie. So with that, I'm still going to tip them. I think GWS still have got too many injuries. Green out as well. It's going to be a fair loss in that forward line. So I'll tip the Eagles.
Righto. We got a 3:20 game at the MCG Sunday. Collingwood v Port.
Who are you going with, Millie?
I'm going with Port Adelaide there, Buddha.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
Oh, look, I just think the Pies, they're down the ladder. They've had a rotten time. I don't think they can bring it together in time.
Oh, he's putting you under the pump, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Yeah, I'm going for Port there. I shouldn't, because I shouldn't tip against my team, but I'm doing it.
I don't know how you lie straight in bed, to be honest.
Who are you going Adams with, mate?
Adams is back. That's a big plus for the midfield for the Pies, but I'll jump on your bus. I'll go with Port too, Millie.
Good man.
Right. And the last one, Essendon get the bye against North.
No, Mark, not at all. North have been great, and they're a fair chance to win this game. And
right.
Essendon were good against Fremantle last week, and Essendon were good at the start and also good at the end. But they've got to just work on that middle bit. But I'll tip Essendon.
Beauty.
I think they'll be just a little bit quicker than North.
Beautiful.
Quickly around the grounds, Budsy LaRue sitting on 50, Highland 49, me 47.
Thank you, Buddha. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.